You know, this is our second show after Timotheus left us, and so Scott and I and Joe joining us this morning. We're working on things here this morning. So glad that you joined us today. God's Point of View, sponsored by, made possible by, the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue, Paintsville, Kentucky. Our comments, our views here on God's Point of View may not necessarily go along with the views of WSIP or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, in fact, as Timotheus used to say, our views. We'll do our best to articulate them best we can. You could reach us this morning two or three different ways. If you'd like to call us at 789-0318, or you could email us, God's Point of View, yahoo@yahoo.com. You could also call my cell phone after the show, please, or if you do call, it'll go to voicemail, and I'll call you back as soon as I possibly can. 367-0137, 606 out of the area, 367-0137. So, we trust everyone's doing well today, thinking about things of God. Had a conversation a little while ago about how things are changing. The Bible says, prophecy tells us that the last days will be full of darkness, but people will view it as light. And the last days will be full of evil, but people will view it as good. We're seeing that today. By the way, Facebook, thanks Joe for setting that up over there, and Scott, we're on Facebook. We're changing the setting a little bit. This may be not as good as last week. Some thought last week was all right, so we'll try a variety of them and see this one I think is good for me, but folks can let us know if they'd like. 789-0318, that's the telephone number, 789-0318. We're also, as we were discussing, on Facebook. Linda Weddington, Geraldine Spence, good to have you with us this morning. Let's talk just a moment about some of those things that people are calling light, or another way of saying, they're saying they're good things, when in actuality they're bad things. One of them is what I like to style the Ramadan Bombathon. This is the month of Ramadan. Now, Ramadan is an Islamic feast, festival. Actually, they break the fast and they feast. But it is observance of their prophet. And they celebrate, a lot of it is celebrated by radical Islam, by killing people. So we'd like to give you the current count. The 2019 Ramadan Bombathon, and we're in day two, I believe, terror in the name of Islam. 9 attacks so far. 25 people killed. That's supposed to be a way of spreading the light of Muhammad. Christians and other religions do less threatening things, by far. We celebrate. Christianity celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We just celebrated Easter. I don't think there was one act committed by one Christian against anybody. By the way, all other religions so far on the Ramadan Bombathon, zero. Zero. Which means no kills. So that's one example of the things that people talk about when they talk about dark days, people calling light, people calling evil good, and people talking about things that are evil. And they call them light. So maybe you have an opinion on that. Maybe you didn't know about Ramadan Bombathon. Feel free to give us a call. We'd love to talk with you about it. 789-0318. 789-0318. Or godspointofview@yahoo.com. Had a question about the Equality Act of 2019. The Equality Act of 2019. March 13th, this was on a Wednesday, I believe, March 13th of this year, Nancy Pelosi introduced a bill in Congress called the Equality Act, a bill that would add sexual orientation, gender identity, as a protected class or protected classes under federal civil rights law. Now, what are we talking about? The original civil rights law in 1964 furthered equality by ensuring that certain people weren't discriminated against. For instance, black people, African Americans, had equal access to public accommodations, material goods, quality. The Equality Act would further penalize people if they discriminated. But now they've added to that. Remember, it started in 1964. In 2019, they've added sexual orientation, gender identity. Who in the world would have thought that any legislator in 1964, President Lyndon Johnson, or any other government official, would have ever thought that we would be talking about gender dysphoria, that we would be talking about sex change operations, that we would be talking about a host of things that occupy the news today? Can't refer to certain people only by using certain pronouns can you refer to them, and if you do not get it right, you could be sued. Who would have thought we would be talking about those kinds of issues? Well, who's this going to affect? By the way, there's also a law in Kentucky in the legislature, if memory serves me. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Scott, you may know where that is in the process in the state legislature, about the Equality Act of 2019. But I do know it's pretty well following the same line of reasoning that the federal law is following. As I understand it, there's going to be a drastic effect on at least five, maybe more, but at least five different groups. That's my Bill Barker impersonation, Joe, in case you didn't know what I was doing there. Old Bill Barker used to take a sip of coffee and just, he loved it. Some of you listening remember Bill Barker. Anyway, five groups that are going to be affected by the Equality Act. The Equality Act would force employers and workers to conform to new sexual norms or else lose their business and lose their jobs. It's already happening on the state and local level. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, everybody remembers, I'm sure, the Colorado baker, Jack Phillips. His case went all the way to the Supreme Court, you might recall, after the Colorado Civil Rights Commission accused him of discrimination. Why? Well, on the basis of sexual orientation. What did he do? He declined to create a custom cake for a same-sex wedding. He's not the only one that's a victim in that case. There have been other cases of florists, bakers, photographers, people who plan weddings, wedding planners, I guess is what they're called, and videographers, web designers, public servants. All kinds of people are involved in this. Citizens are being punished. Think about this now. Citizens are being punished because of their views on biological sex. After the Supreme Court ruled, Jack Phillips found himself in court again. By the way, they found for him, but he found himself in court again because of an activist attorney. Attorneys. I heard a joke one time, Scott, about attorneys. Fellow asked another fellow, says, "What's three attorneys in the depth of the sea, in the bottom of the sea?" Fellow said, "Three attorneys at the bottom of the sea." "I have no idea." He said, "What is it?" He said, "It's a beginning." Bad joke, I know. But yeah, we need some sound effects in here. We'll put you in charge of the... Oh, we'll delegate that to Joe. So he found himself in court again because Jack Phillips did, because of an activist attorney who identified himself as a transgender. He requested a masterpiece cake shop create a, quote, gender transition celebration, end quote, cake. And after the Colorado Civil Rights Commission found probable cause that Phillips had discriminated. Well, of course they're going to find probable cause that he discriminated based on gender identity. The commission targeted him once again. So we've got people who are business owners. We've got people who are employees. Every one of those are going to be affected. Here's another group that's going to be affected by the Equality Act. Medical professionals. Medical professionals. The Equality Act would force hospitals and insurers to provide and pay, get this now, for therapies against any moral or medical objection. It would politicize medicine by forcing professionals to act against their best medical judgment and provide transition-affirming therapies. Well, what does that mean? Well, here's an example of it. Catholic hospitals in California and New Jersey have been sued for declining to perform hysterectomies on otherwise healthy women who want to become male. There's a third Catholic hospital in Washington, D.C., settled out of court when the ACLU sued them for declining to perform a double mastectomy on a gender dysphoric 16-year-old girl. These cases would multiply under the Equality Act. If this passes, there'll be thousands. This bill would politicize medicine by forcing doctors, nurses, other medical professionals to offer procedures that are unnecessary and are drastic, all because of a biological sexual idea that's grossly misplaced. Thirdly, parents and children are all going to be affected. When you politicize medicine, you're ultimately going to hurt parents, and you're going to hurt children. Families are going to be hurt. There's all going to be all kinds of interventions for gender dysphoric children, as well as an ideological education in schools and public venues. Did you know that gender dysphoria, which is a phrase we never heard before, Scott, did you ever hear that before, say, the last several years? I never heard it. As a matter of fact, the American Psychiatric Association categorized homosexuality as a mental disorder. But, of course, have changed. 80 to 95% of children with gender dysphoria no longer feel distressed by their bodies after puberty. That's right. Activists continue to push their own radical protocol. Social transition, as young as, get this now, 4 years of age. Puberty blocking drugs, as young as 9 years of age. Cross-sex hormones, as young as 14. And surgery by 18, some cases even younger. This is all going to be a part of the Equality Act 2019. This protocol would become, listen, mandatory in the future. In the latest issue of the American Journal of Bioethics, Scott, I know that you keep a copy of that right on your nightstand, includes an article arguing that the state should overrule the parents. Are you hearing me, folks? Are you listening? I used to say that all the time when I was pastoring. I'd say that to Highland. I'd see somebody kind of yawn in the back, and I always like to stop and say, "Are you listening?" Joe, you probably heard that from your daddy-in-law. this is going to be, according to this article in the Bioethics Journal, the state could overrule parents for gender dysphoria, children who do not consent. Parents who do not consent to their child taking a puberty-blocking drug could be overruled by the state. Parents in Ohio, in one case, lost custody of their 17-year-old daughter because they declined to put her on testosterone supplements. No secret, folks. Radical gender ideology has found its way into our schools and maybe in a neighborhood near you. This bill would stigmatize any and all opposition to such indoctrination. So, the Equality Act would put parental rights, to make decisions about their children's medical treatment and education at risk. Number four, women. Women's going to suffer at this. The Equality Act would ultimately lead to the erasure of women by dismantling sex-specific facilities, sports, and other female-only spaces. Sexual orientation and gender identity laws that open up sex-specific facilities like, you say, preacher, what is a sex-specific facility? A bathroom? A locker room? To members of the opposite sex enables sexual assault. Case in point, Pasha Thomas was forced to remove her children from school after a male classmate assaulted her 5-year-old daughter in a girl's restroom. The boy had access to the girl's restroom because the school's policy granted students access to private facilities on the basis, yes, of sexual identity. Self-identified. You know, one day I'm a boy. Next day I'm a girl. I don't feel like a girl today, so I'll go back to a boy. Can you imagine what's going to happen? Administrators refused to change the policy despite the parents' complaint. Federal authorities, I understand, are investigating that now. Predators will take advantage. They have access in these areas. Here's another example. Two biological males who identify and compete as women easily took first and second place at a Connecticut State Track Championship. Selena Soule, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Scott. You're a sports guy. You may know more about that. Selena Soule, S-O-U-L-E, a female runner, lost the race and the chance to be scouted by coaches. Folks, there's careers at stake here. Here's what she said. We all know the outcome of the race before it even starts. She's talking about men claiming to be girls running against girls. She says, we know the outcome. And it's demoralizing, end of quote. Folks, females of all ages can expect to lose more and more opportunities like these to biological males who have a natural advantage in sports and physical activities. The Equality Act would defeat the entire purpose of Title IX, which is the reason that they're parroting that. They're saying this dysphoria, gender dysphoria, belongs in Title IX. It would completely destroy it. And will destroy it if it's passed. Number five, and finally, 789-0318. Give us a call. Several of you have logged on to our Facebook broadcast. We appreciate so much you listening. My cell phone, 606-367-0137. The fifth category that's going to be affected by this Equality Act, nonprofits and volunteers. Now, this is getting close to home, Scott, right here now. Of course, it's close to home with the medical personnel. I have a daughter that's a PA. I've been one for many years. That will affect the way they do that, the way they treat people. But nonprofit and volunteers. This is the church. If it weren't for volunteers, the church could not survive. We need volunteers. The Equality Act would hurt charities, volunteer groups, and the populations they serve. In other words, people in need. Illustration. Every Tuesday, the Highland Church opens up the food basket from 1 to 4. And there would be laws governing some of the things that we do and don't do. I'll give you an illustration. It took place about 4, 5, 6 years ago. And the lady may be listening. I don't know if she is. We didn't mean any harm by it. We just didn't know. The lady came into the food basket with a pretty good-sized dog, and we thought the dog ought to stay outside. But she said, what's it called now, Scott, when people have a dog on an airplane or wherever they go, they have an animal? Not therapy dog. No, maybe it is therapy. Anyway, we asked her just take the dog outside, and she says, the state allows me to have this dog with me. And we found out she was right. And she took it to Frankfurt, the case to Frankfurt, and we had to pay about an $800 fine, if my memory serves me. Now, that's been several years ago, and the memory may not be exactly right on the amount, but it was several hundred dollars. And Jessica, if you're listening, you can text us and tell us what that was, because I know you remember. We were shocked. It takes away your rights. Gender identity laws have shut down numerous faith-based adoption and foster care agencies across the country. Pennsylvania, New York, Illinois, California, Massachusetts, and the District of Columbia. These states wrongly treated the belief that children do best with both a mother and a father, and kids are the ones who pay the price. 438,000 children languish in foster care nationwide. We need more agencies working to help the kids, to provide homes, not fewer places, but more places. Charities that admit to the reality of biological sex are under attack. In Anchorage, Alaska, a biological male tried twice to gain access to the city's downtown Hope Center, a shelter for homeless, abused, and trafficked women. In response, the individual sued the center for alleged, quote, gender identity discrimination. A federal sexual orientation and gender identity law could force any charity to open up its private facilities, including sex-specific bathrooms, showers, sleeping areas, members of the opposite sex. Folks, this Equality Act is anathema. This Equality Act smells like smoke to me. It's from the pit of hell. And we need to fight against it. That's what we're trying to do here on the show today, is to fight against it, to make people aware of it. All right, we've got about 8 minutes to go. 7890318, if you've got something to add to that, we invite you to call. Service Dog, thank you, Jeffrey and Robin Hall Cisco. I've known that couple over the years. Service Dog, yeah, I think that's what it's called. And we didn't mean to do any harm. We just, we didn't know. We were ignorant. And so, you know, when I was growing up, I had dogs around the house, and that's where they were, around the house. Well, you can get in trouble, Joe, real quick talking about this, but we believed dogs had a place. We loved our dogs, but their place was outside. We had an old dog that stayed right under the porch, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. Loved it outside. We took the slop out to him, fed him, everything was great. We loved the dog. I cried when he got killed by a state highway truck. Went across the road down there, Route 60 in Olive Hill, and we cried, and we buried him under an old elm tree. So, no weeping willow tree, and we did weep. So, we loved our dogs, but this is all a part of that. And so, we're trying to voice our disapproval of it and hope that everybody would do the same in their own way. This is our format. This is not necessarily your format or anybody else's, but this is ours. And this is the way we do it. And if you want to be a part of it, you can call us 7890318, godspointofview@yahoo.com. Facebook is up and going today. And 367-0137 is, in fact, the cell number. Well, Mayor Pete. Everybody's heard about Mayor Pete. How do you say his name, Scott? Do you know Buttigieg or Better? Anyway, he's the mayor of South. Was it South Bend, Indiana? Anyway, Mayor Pete recently stated that America was never as great as advertised. That kind of follows what Michelle Obama said about, you know, not being proud of her country and all those kinds of things. And I happen to believe that America was God ordained. I happen to believe that our framers, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and which mentions those documents mention God time and time and time again. Nature's God was ordained of God. And what would the world be like? Gentlemen, what would the world be like, brothers, without the United States of America all these many, many years? But Mayor Pete says he's thinking that America never was as great as advertised. I listened to Rush Limbaugh this past week. He was talking about Mayor Pete. Of course, he says some things about Mayor Pete that I can't say on the air or don't want to say on the air, but he also has some very good points. He believes that Mayor Pete believes that America was never as great as advertised and isn't worth coming to. So Rush suggests the following: somebody needs to tell the millions of illegals sneaking into the country that America isn't as great as advertised, and they're falling for a myth, and they need to turn around and go back to wherever they came from. And then somebody needs to tell the Chacoms, who keep stealing our technology and intellectual property, it isn't that great over here. Stop stealing our stuff. It isn't that good anyway. And then, Mayor Pete, I want you to go to the Nikkei Index, all the stock markets of Europe, Asia. Tell them that America isn't as great as advertised. It isn't worth investing in the United States of America. Then I want you to go all over the world, Mayor Pete, and tell all these people dying to get in here or invest their money here trying to steal our stuff. It's really not that great. Hasn't it been to begin with? But what I really want you to do, Rush says, Mayor Pete, is go to the border and tell them there. That's the first thing that needs to happen. Go to all the tourism websites in Asia and Europe and North America, South America, every tourism site, and put in ad, quote, America isn't as great as advertised. Don't come. You need to get the word out all over the world, Mayor Pete. Telling people on CNN ain't going to get it done. And telling an audience on MSNBC ain't going to get it done. If America isn't as great as advertised, you need to tell everybody who's trying to get in here. Everybody who's trying to steal our stuff. Everybody trying to invest in us. We have American movies since the days of Charlie Chaplin. Have been purchased by billions of people around the world. And then he says, yeah, there's another thing. You need to tell movie audiences all over the world that Avengers Endgame is a fraud. It ain't that great. And then you need to tell every nation on earth being defended by the U.S. military. It ain't that great. The American military won't protect you. Do it yourself. And then you need to go to all the sick people in the world who are benefiting from American innovation and technology, pharmaceuticals, and every other ology that it isn't that great. America invented the idea of the individual is sovereign, not the state, not the monarchy, the individual. The United States of America invented the idea that government should be limited in its reach and scope versus the people. America invented the concept of separation of powers. We invented the functioning constitutional republic where natural laws come from God, not the Mayor Pete's of the world. You need to run around the world, Mayor Pete. Tell everybody you can that this is a bunch of hokum. That's Russia's word, a bunch of hokum, that it ain't that great. Private properties, not what it ought to be. Self-defense ain't what it's made out to be. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, right to a lawyer, all of this is an illusion, Mayor Pete. Property that dazzles the world, prosperity rather that dazzles the world, a standard of living that trounces any other civilization in time in world history. You need to tell them it's not that great. Never has been as great as advertised. Gross domestic product that's the end of the world. An economy that's the savior of the world. First on the scene at every national disaster. You think about that. All the disasters we've experienced in recent years. Who's there first? America's there first. But it ain't that great, Mayor Pete. Everybody needs to know that it ain't that great. Not nearly as great as advertised. We've got a lot of people today, and the majority of them are the Democratic Party, the far left, that believe that. We believe America is great. Sure. Problems? Oh, yes. Every person's a problem. Every person has problems. Every county has problems. Every city has problems. Every state has problems. We all have problems. We all have difficulties. But we live in a nation that I believe was ordained by God and that Scripture confirms God had a hand in. We believe that. I hope and pray that you do as well. Please feel free to email us, godspointofview@yahoo.com, and God willing, we'll see you here again next week, same time, same place.